Today's topic was really inspired by a friend of mine in Eretz Yisrael, in Ra'anana, Jonathan Austin. He had suggested a topic about wearing masks on Shabbos, but the question he had sent me was about wearing masks when there's no Erev, whether it's considered carrying or wearing. And there's a lot to talk about with respect to that, but that's not so shaykh for us here, at least in the five towns, because we have an Erev. So I figured I'd talk about something similar, not similar, but something the same topic of wearing masks on Shabbos relating to what type of mask to wear. What does that mean? So, should it be a special mask, a nice mask that's Shabbos-thick that you should be wearing on Shabbos? Moshe Sirbaum's here, maybe a Twillery mask or whatever other company you want to buy from or get from. So is there such an Indian to wear a nice mask? The blue masks are very medical. You look like everyone's in a patient in a hospital or a doctor working in a hospital. The nice ones with some colors and some material and some design look a little bit nicer. Is there any room to be machmir, such an Indian of a hither of a Big Day Shabbos? So let's begin. What is the source of wearing Big Day Shabbos in general? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, Daf Yomi, is just a few days away from this Daf. The Gemara in there, the bottom quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, where it says as follows, V'chibanito me'asos d'rachecha, you should honor in the way that you move, in the way you go, your derech. So the Gemara says, what's the drasha? V'chibadeto, you should honor Shabbos, shelo yehe mabushcha shel Shabbos, ki mabushcha shel chol. Your clothing, your malbush of Shabbos should be different than that of what you wear during the week. So it's based on a pasuk here. So what's the reason? So there are three reasons brought down by the Rishonim. Shem Rishonim, the Rambam holds, the reason is, the Rambam writes, because, and so through the Shultas Rav Chai writes, the reason is it's a din of covet Shabbos. The way you honor Shabbos, it's a way of covet Shabbos. The Zohar writes it's oneg Shabbos. Kavod is more on the outside. Oneg is more internal. So the Zohar says there's a certain oneg Shabbos. You feel a certain way. You feel proud. You feel excited when you get a new suit, when you a nice a chashev suit. It's about oneg Shabbos for the Zohar. The Rambam says it's about covet Shabbos. The Or HaChaim, one of the Rishonim as well, he says no. It actually serves as a reminder that it's Shabbos, that you shouldn't be doing melacha, you should be doing the right thing on Shabbos. It's a zecher, that's the purpose of it. So they're interesting three different reasons why it would be. The Ben Yoyada there in the Gemara says that since the Gemara focuses on the appearance, so let's say you have, just because Moshe's here and all the shirts I have are Twillery shirts, so let's say you have 20 Twillery shirts. So you should have some designated for Shabbos and some designated for the weekday. But they all look the same. So perhaps you should have different Shabbos ones than weekdays. Even though you only have your right Shabbos like on the inside to make sure you're having Shabbos ones. But on the outside, they look exactly the same. No one can tell the difference. So Ben Yoyada says that your Shabbos shirts should be different. They should look different than your weekday shirt. Something to keep in mind. So either way, that's the source. So which clothing falls under this category? What type of clothing do I have to? My hat, my shoes, my socks, my undergarments, my ties? What has to be dafka for covered Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch brings this lahalacha. We're actually learning this in Smichas Chaver, so it should be familiar for those who are learning Smichas Chaver. I see Mr. Weishel is not exact. Tabe Kameli, I know, probably not exact. A few others as well. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Samich Beis, in Sif Beis, Yishtadel Sheyihulo Begadim Naim L'Shabbos. A person should try his best that he should have nice clothing for Shabbos, and if he's not able to, you should make them a little bit longer, whatever that means for us. So the Mishabruah there says, he quotes the Joshua V'chibadeto, and he quotes the Gemara, Shelo Yehi Mabushecha Shel Shabbos Ki Mabushecha Shelchol. And then he quotes from the Arizal, V'tov Shelo Yilbash V'Shabbos Mikoma Shelavish B'chol. Anything you wear on Shabbos should not be what you wear during the week. Afilu Chaluk. Even your, I'm a little off the screen, I'm sorry. Even if my thing's falling, even if your undergarments from socks, from head to toe, the Arizal is very makbid, sorry about the video camera. From head to toe, a person should change your clothing. It should be all Shabbos. The Gra, such a minug, from head to toe, everything was different. The outside garments, the inside garments, everything. That's what the Mishaburo says would be ideal. The Chazanish would have a special yarmulke he would wear for Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan would have a special hat he would wear for Shabbos. There's a discussion whether your belt should be different. The Baal Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, says his belt was special dafka for Shabbos. So we see there's a big Indian to change every part of your clothing that you wear. Now, the Rav Nissen Kralitz, we spoke about this Thursday night during the Smichas Chaver, he had a very different take. He felt that we said three categories, we'll talk about two categories maybe, that he said, when it came to the outer clothing that you wear to show kavod and respect and dignity, your shirt and your suit and perhaps your tie, that has to be specific and unique for Shabbos. when it comes to undergarments, you don't have to have a special undershirt and the like. It's enough to just have they're clean. You don't have to have a special. So that seems to be a point of machlokas, whether or not undergarments have to be unique for Shabbos, special for Shabbos, like Daf give a pair of undershirts for Shabbos and others for a weekday, or no, as long as they're chol. But as long as they're clean, rather. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Gemara were clear that every garment that you wear, perhaps even glasses, should be dafka for Shabbos. So again, this is a big discussion. Shoes. Shoes also becomes a very interesting discussion. There's a Yushalmi. And there's a machlokas how to read the Yushalmi. It talks about two pairs of shoes. And there's a question whether you read it as a question. Do you have two pairs of shoes? One for week, one for Shabbos? Or do you read it as a statement? You have two pairs of shoes. One for the weekday, one for Shabbos. So the Karbon Eda and the Pnei Moshe. The Mefarshim, you can't hear me? No, you guys hear me? I hear it. Yes and no. Okay. So the Mefarshim tell me that the Mefarshim on the Yushalmi have machlokas how to read that Yushalmi. Some say that you do have a special pair of shoes for Shabbos. Others say, no, it's a question. Does one have a special pair of shoes for Shabbos? So that's a machlokas. In the end of the day, it's certainly ideal, if possible, that every garment a person has should be dafka for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says even your talis, even your tittis, should be unique for Shabbos. So if possible, one should get it. That being said, with all this background, I would say if you have the option of having a regular blue one during the week, you know, the medical masks, and a special one for Shabbos, why not? Nothing to lose. So for me, all week long, I wear this this blue mask, you know, which is I use every day. I probably should change it, but, you know, fine. And then on Shabbos, I wear the twirly one. That's my covered Shabbos for that. So I think my recommendation would be, if possible, it's not a requirement, but possible, to be Mechabit Shabbos for Onik Shabbos. So it would be nice to have a special Shabbos stick mask, if possible. Okay, we'll stop here. Yemitz Hashem, tomorrow night, I want to discuss, someone asked me a question about holding an umbrella. I know where most people are outside of, to inside Minyanim, but there are still those who are davening outside. So the question is, then can you hold an umbrella when davening outside? Is there a violation? Because it's a din, you're not supposed to carry things while davening, only a siddur, a machs, or a lulav. What about holding an umbrella? So we'll address that at Mirz Hashem tomorrow. I apologize, I see Mr. Weishel's having an issue hearing me, but others can. I think Moshe, everyone else heard me, right? So I think it's your end, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes.